Hello, and welcome to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Dr. Charlie, and if you'd like to learn more about Active Faith, you can find us at active-faith.org. We are working diligently every day, every week, to expel evil, take back the land, and restore the soul through the Word of God. Today, I want to tell you about Jessica. Jessica was a young woman in her mid-20s during COVID, and she was living in an apartment by herself. She was seeking the Lord, and her parents were just thrilled that she was where she was at. She was in college, things were going well. And suddenly, during COVID, things started to turn. During the height of COVID in 2020, Jessica's parents got a phone call that she was on her way to Michigan to pick someone up and that they were going to come back and live in East Texas. First of all, they didn't want her traveling, and there were all kinds of rules and regulations across state lines, and they were concerned for her safety. But then, on top of everything, when this person came back, they found out it was a man, and the man had no job, and he wasn't just staying with Jessica, he was going to live with her. They had met online, and the parents were very concerned. Jessica had been living a very godly life and was interested in the Word and was doing daily devotions. And suddenly they saw her take a different turn. And they were praying and they were very concerned about the situation. Finally, they got to meet this man. And before they did, they learned that on his social media, his information said that he was a Satanist. And some of the things he posted were very questionable, and especially for a believer in Christ. And so they asked their daughter about it. And she said, oh, that's just a ruse. He's not really a Satanist. He's an atheist. Okay, FYI, guys, same team. If you're an atheist, you're on the same team as the Satanist. It's the opposite of God's team. So they were very concerned about that. They really didn't believe that he was just an atheist, but that's what she'd been told. And this relationship just kept proceeding. And a year goes by, and she's gotten further and further away from the Lord. In fact, she's questioning God, and in fact, is decided that maybe she's a pagan. Maybe there's more than one God. And then in addition to that, this man never worked. And she was forced to do all of the breadwinning and taking care of him. And that was not her. This was not the way Jessica had been raised. And it was not the kind of person that she would have accepted being before this. Not only that, but every time the parents wanted to go visit, they weren't welcome at the home. They had moved into an apartment, and Jessica always said, oh, there's a terrible roach problem. You don't want to be here. It's gross. All of the neighbors are bad. It's dangerous to be here. It's loud. There are weird people around here all the time, and they're up and down all night, all times of the day and the night. And it's just, I'll meet you somewhere. And the parents just became more and more distraught over these circumstances. Finally, the parents who knew about staking decided that they had had enough. And they went one night in the middle of the week, in the middle of the night, and they staked not just their apartment, because it was hard to stake just their apartment. They staked the entire building. That's right. They staked the entire building. And they were leaning on the scripture that says in James, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And so they were seeking out the wisdom. They thought the best wisdom was to stake the land. And so they went, they staked the entire apartment building, and they didn't tell anyone. And then they got a call 2 weeks later. The boyfriend was very suddenly employed in Michigan, and he was moving to Michigan like the next day, like overnight, just happened. Was moving to Michigan. And as these details begin to unfold, suddenly the daughter announces, Jessica announces, "Hey, we've broken up. I'm not going to follow him to Michigan." And so the parents were so relieved. They thought, oh, the staking worked. And then they went to go help Jessica move out of the apartment because the lease was up. They found out that not only had the boyfriend left, but they got there and the apartment complex was like a ghost town. And Jessica said, "Everybody has moved out of my building. I am literally the only person left in my whole building. Weeks ago, they just started leaving, just like in droves, like in the middle of the night, randomly, they're all gone. It has been so peaceful. And all the roaches are gone. There are no more roaches. Literally, all of the roaches have left." And the parents are just smiling and listening and not telling her anything. You know, Thessalonians 3:3 says, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." I want to encourage you that if there is something going on in your life, you need to get a battle plan in place. Maybe you need to stake something. Maybe you need to put scriptures under somebody's bed, or maybe you need to put them around your office. Maybe you need to stake your office. I don't know what you need to do, but my challenge to you today is, what is your battle plan? These are two parents who loved Jessica and they wanted to make sure that she was safe from the evil one. And they did it. They applied the scriptures and applied the word, and the evil left. Literally, all the evil, the boyfriend, the neighbors, and the roaches. So, this is Dr. Charlie. I hope you've enjoyed this steak story, and I encourage you, make a battle plan today.